The ascension of the Lord arrives in my world when the crocuses push their way up through the ground, as they did a couple of weeks ago. Gravity, however, is that powerful force that locks all things to Mother Earth. For a select few, though, an opportunity is given to escape gravity's grip. American astronaut and commander of the International Space Center, Randy Blesnik, told Pope Francis in October of 2017 that they saw a world without borders or conflicts high above the Earth. He said, "What gives me the greatest joy is to look outside every day and see God's creation, maybe a little bit from his perspective." He went on to add that the future of humanity just looks better from up here. Humanity in our age now has the technical means to escape Earth's gravity, but the journey is never simple. Astronauts must place a tremendous amount of confidence in aerospace science and technology. Theirs is indeed a marvelous ascension to a place out of this world. Telecom systems alone that allow the Pope to speak in real time with people orbiting the Earth at about 400 kilometers distance is indeed impressive. Well, the 12 are now 11 and find themselves again wondering what next. The commander is about to ascend to the right hand of God. But before the launch, Jesus goes over mission details one more time. "Go," our Lord says, "into the world. Don't expect it to come to you." Followers are empowered and then pointed towards heaven. "Proclaim the good news," Jesus says. What good news, they could ask. The good news that God loves us so much and wants us forever in his presence and aware of his presence, that he gave his only son over to death and resurrection to convince us. There's your payload to deliver. Who are we to proclaim this news to? The whole of creation is our Lord's reply. Does that include the birds and animals and crocuses? Sure, why not? And just so we're clear, the one who believes and is baptized will be saved. That's right, Houston. We are saved into God's company and presence forever. If you still need confirmation that the mission is coming to life, look to the ones carrying on the same activities begun by Jesus. Care for all throughout the mission we call life, but worry less about the crocus and the mountain. They already know well who they are and never doubt it for a moment. And so we are to baptize from out of the truths of this faith, inviting each and all into the highest strata of God. Each time we renew our baptismal vows, we ascend in unity one holy staircase to our God. We can't help but travel alongside each other in one hope, to one Lord, in one faith. The glow of Christ in all the blessings that we receive in baptism defines and makes us who we are as Christians. Baptism marks the route Christians employ to escape the bounds of earth. The ascent we take alongside our Lord and Master radiates and gives witness to all humankind of the beauty and the glory of our magnificent God. The gift received from Jesus Christ in holy baptism is the only with power to map us straight into God's embrace. However, sadly, for too many, these sacramental gifts of which the church is custodian are allowed to lie dormant for prolonged periods of time. Why, we must question, would anyone partake in such a marvelous exchange and leave unopened or unused what has been offered to us in holy baptism? To do so is like astronauts on the ISS orbiting the Earth with blindfolds. Shouldn't we want to see and hear, touch, smell, taste everything our senses allow? Courtesy alone imagines we should honor the precious gift we have as Catholic followers of Jesus. The wonders of baptism radiate their true splendor and brilliance when we approach with holiness these tables of Word and Eucharist. Baptismal grace comes to life through our ongoing invocation of Christ and unceasing remembrance of God's presence with us at this holy banquet. Friends, we have the greatest news the world has ever known, greater than even the marvels of modern communication technology. Still, if as Christians we don't carry forth in our hearts and shout our message from the mountaintops, the gospel will surely fall silent. God has put all things beneath the throne, where at his right hand sits Jesus. We can imagine, not very far away, his mother Mary. Throughout this month of May, it is right that we set aside time and place to honor Mary and the role of mother and grandmotherhood in our families. The baptized and all people of faith are to hold in high esteem mothers and grandmothers, both living and deceased, and all women for that matter. There's a good chance a mom first raised us to her side. But friends, only Jesus raises all of humankind into the company of God for all eternity.